you asked Vicki Robinson where she got her green thumb from, she'd probably say it all begins in her father's garden when she was a child.
Beautiful, he had lots of colour in the garden. So the colour was something that made you feel relaxed, and I guess that's a really great memory to have of that colour and the scent, smelling the scent of spearmint. I've always liked it since I was little. So with gardening, it was something where it helped me relax, and it was like a natural kind of therapy just using intuition.
Vicki and her family have been in their house in Redan for about 30 years now. And over that time, she's developed a well-established garden, initially just as a hobby. But when COVID-19 struck and the world was thrown into lockdown, she found a solace in this space.
You couldn't go anywhere or do anything at one stage. So that made me stand back and look at my own plants. Like I have pink rose bonicas out the front. And at one stage I couldn't go to the nursery to buy them. So I thought, how can you grow your own? So I had a really good look at the plant and I thought, wow, there's these little bulb-like seeds that actually are produced on the pink bonica at the end of each season. Took it out the back, experimented with my daughter, and actually cut the little bulb open, and there were seeds inside of it.
Soon, Vicki was growing everything from the seed. Herbs, vegetables, flowers, whatever was in season.
It's not something that I Google. I don't Google information about gardening. And I use my natural instincts with the weather and what's happening around me to kind of know what to grow. I'm an observer. So watching everything, how things grow, how they're interacting. So a lot of it is watching, and that scent again, smelling and watching.
As she continued to garden through COVID, Vicki's observational eye could see how repeated lockdowns were wearing on her neighbours and her community.
We were watching people walk past, and people kind of looked sad. So we thought, what can we create through our home education that can put a smile on people's face? My partner, he's a cabinet maker, so he helped put together the little project, and we painted and drew the pictures on it. And then we thought, what can we put on it? So let's put the actual seeds that we're growing and the plants that we're growing from our hothouse into that.
The project became the Redan Plant Swap. On Vicki's fence is a bright open stand painted with rainbows and sunflowers. The front invites passers-by. Need a plant? Take a plant. Have a plant? Leave a plant. Soon after the family put it up, they began to see its impact.
People would stop, and it became a point where they were talking about it, and you could see the smile on their face. So it went from that sad look to just feeling happy, and we thought, it's something we'll just have to continue with.
It's nearly 3 years later, and now Vicki's plant stand has become part of the fabric of living in Redan.
There's a few regulars that come by. Just for an example, we've got seniors that pop by. So they have spoken to me, and they'll open the gate, some of them, and drop some plants on our front veranda. We have people that park out the front and stop by, and you could tell that it's a support worker. Their client is in the back of the car. They will get out of the car, come near the plant stand. The actual support worker takes a photo of their client holding the plant, and they get so excited. Another example, we've had a little boy. We watched him one day with his mum, so I'm guessing he would have been about 3, 4. He stopped by with his mum, and he's all excited, running around. His mum lifts him up, and he's exploring what's on the stand. They're talking about it, so she's helping him to learn about it. And he leaves a little gold coin on there and takes a plant. Runs up to his dad with the plant and gives the plant to his dad and gives him the biggest hug. So it's providing connection way beyond what you could imagine. We just had tears of joy that day watching it, thinking, here's this connection with his dad. Gives him something as simple as a plant and the biggest hug. There's a real connection happening in this area now. Even though it looks small, it does take a lot of time to grow the plants, pop them on the stand. But it's all worth it just to see people and their smile.
Vicki is happy to sit back, and let people enjoy their reaction to the plant stand. Sometimes she doesn't see the people walking by who take her homegrown seedlings. Other times, she gives them their space.
So I let them be. If I'm out the front doing gardening, they will approach me. And that's where the conversation starts.
Vicky's satisfied just by knowing what the renewed bond to nature has done for her. Her daughter now helps her in the garden, the same way she once helped her dad.
It's bringing me back to a connection with my dad, because he's a senior, an elderly now, and he's coming and looking at my garden and he's going, wow, I never knew that you really were like me in a sense. So I'm taking after him, it's leaving a legacy, and it's created a bond in a circle from generation to generation.